Good morning, everyone. Good morning. How is everybody this morning? I'm really nervous. Somehow I got roped into announcements each week. I'm not sure how, but so I will do my best. There are a lot of them. Brock says I don't have to do all of them, so I'm going to hit the highlights. May 9th is a Tuesday. That is our prayer meeting. 7 to 8 p.m. here at FWC. If you would like to join us, we'd love to have you. May 14th, that's next Sunday, we will be taking communion during the service, just so you're aware. And for this year, Lindsay Jackson had it on her heart to do a float in the 4th of July parade. So we are going ahead with that. We asked for people to sign up so we knew if anybody was interested. We've got a lot of interest. Lindsay and I are planning on a float meeting May 21st, so 2 weeks from today. If you would like to know what's going on or be a part of planning what's going on next, we would love to have you. It'll be a short one right after church. Let me check. Oh, yes. So this morning, when I saw one of our members, she's like, oh, I forgot to check in. Apparently, when you see me, you know that it is check-in time. So it is now check-in time. If you are a guest here and you would like to check in, we would love to have you test our guest check-in out. If you text check-in or check-check-in to our church number on the screen, it should give you prompts to follow. We ask that everybody check in simply because this is a way for us to take attendance as well as check our kids into class. We're trying to upgrade. And if you have any issues, any questions with that, you can see either me or Brock after church and we will help. I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Well, it's really fun to see a lot of new faces today. We're going to celebrate Pastor Kenny being with us. And I just want to open with prayer. I have one prayer request here that was written. Tracy Spring is not feeling well. I think she has the flu. So are there any others that you would like to add before we go to prayer? Or any praises? Well, welcome. It is truly a delight to have you all here. I think that's really special that you came today. It's nice to meet all of you. I would like prayer for my husband's grandma. She's almost 90, and she is pretty much on her deathbed with obstructive jaundice, and we really thought that she'd be gone several days ago. So she's hanging on, and it's hard to see. So just peace and comfort. Anything else? Jan. What's his first name?
His name is Jim.
Is he the one that had the surgery a little while back?
No.
Okay.
That was my brother.
Okay.
This is my brother-in-law. This was just recently coming out.
Okay. Anyone else? Yes. That's great. So Allison's going in for knee replacement surgery, and she has some fear. Yes, Glenda. Wonderful. Anyone else? Yes.
Keep Bill Jones, our retired state pastor, in prayer. He's rehabbing from hip replacement surgery.
Did you say hip?
Hip replacement.
Okay.
Do I see any other hands? Yes, Lindsay. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, you alone are God. You are high, and we lift you up. You are light, and in you there is no shadow of darkness. And we are so grateful to be your people, your children. Father, I lift up the hurting in the body. In the body of Christ, I lift up Jan's brother-in-law, Jim, who is having some issues in his body. They're not sure what they are. And just pray healing over him completely, Lord. I thank you that they are yours and they're asking for healing. Father, I ask that you would just touch his body and make all of these issues go away. We just cover him with the blood of Jesus and ask that you would prolong his life. And that you would use the situation for your glory. I lift up Allison to you, and I thank you that she is going to have knee replacement surgery, and that she has a date for that, and is even hoping for both to be done at once. I ask that you would just go ahead of her and choose just the right skilled surgeons to do a beautiful job for her. I ask that you would deliver her from her fear. In fact, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So I just pray Holy Spirit's peace over her, that she would just be able to give that to you and be feeling so much better afterwards. Father, I thank you for Glenda's successful back surgery and that she's feeling so well and she's here with us today. Thank you so much for that improvement in her back where she feels so much better. And I thank you for the excellent doctors who were able to accomplish that for her. I lift up Pastor Bill Jones to you as he is recovering from hip replacement surgery, and I thank you again for the skilled surgeons who were able to do that for him. I ask that he would just have a swift recovery, Father, and no pain, and that he would just be back to himself in no time, and that you would use him, Lord, even in his retirement. You are not finished with him. I want to lift up to you Tracy, who's not feeling well. We're so sad that she's not here with us this morning. She was a big part of the pastoral search committee season, and we just thank you for her gifts and talents that she offers this church, and I ask for a swift healing for her. And finally, Father, I lift up our brother Nick to you. You have never failed him. You have always watched over him. I thank you for the ozone house that is giving him sheltering. Father, I ask that you would bring him just the right job, just the right set of circumstances, that he would feel he is just in your will, in your tender, loving care, and that you would just raise up a will inside of him to want to do better and be an accomplished adult and to reach for things that he wants in his life with responsibility and to just put away his troubles. With your help, Lord, we can't do it without you. I ask that you would use his circumstances to help him cry out to you, and you will be swift to answer. Father, we celebrate today. I thank you for this church family. I thank you for every single one who is here. I am so blessed to be a part of the service today, and we want to just give you every minute of the service and ask for you to be in it, and as we sort of do a commissioning here today, that that today would be the first day of a beautiful tenure here with Kenny and Mindy leading us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You want to stand with us? We're going to sing together.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? Cause your shame's done all its stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way.
Power throughout the universe is
would like to stand with us, we're going to sing again.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice.
God of this city, you're the King of these people, you're the Lord of this nation, you are. You're the light in the darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like you. To come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. And greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done here. You're the Lord of creation, you're creator of all things. You're the King above all kings. You are. You're the strength in the weakness. You're the love to the broken. You're the joy in the sadness. You are. There is no one like our God. Have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Glory shines with hearts alive, and praise for you, and love for you in this city. And greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. And greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done here. There is no one like our God. There is no one like you, God. There is no one like our God. There is no one like you,
such a blessing to have so many of us here and to get to be part of this. So I'm just going to share a word on stewardship. That's something I've been asked to do on a pretty regular basis. I'm going to start with a couple of scriptures. You know, stewardship really begins with ownership, recognizing the ownership of what we're dealing with. And so I'm going to start right in the Gospel according to John here. Chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. And then if I flip back into the Old Testament, somewhere in Psalms here, let's try Psalms 24. In just verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and all that it contains, the world and all who dwells in it. So, you know, it's all God's, right? Everything that was created in Him and by Him and for Him, the earth and all that it contains. And He created it all. And He created it with a purpose. Let me find here 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. help us with that a little bit. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards. Oh, there's that word stewards. That works out good. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. So God created all these things. Everything we have, everything we see, everything we know, God created. And really, to his glory. The purpose is for his glory. And so as we think about our stewardship and how we're going to take care of the things that we're blessed with, the gifts, the talents, the dollars, the farms, the cars, the intent is for his glory. And, you know, I think of kind of special gifts I've been given over the years. And both my grandmas, they're not here anymore, but one made me this awesome quilt and the other knitted this awesome blanket. And they had a purpose for those. That they weren't doormats. Right? I'm not going to make a welcome mat out of this quilt that my grandma gave me. So God has a purpose for everything he gives us. And we should be seeking that out and just sharing that. And with that, looks like maybe our children, we do have children's programs, yeah. We'll dismiss children. We have opportunities for our preschoolers, 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds, would go through those double doors with Miss Jessica. Anybody over 4 years old can go with Miss Bonnie to the back room. And if I can get my volunteers for the offering. And we'll pray over the offering. Father God, we do thank you for all you've blessed us with, for all the gifts we get to know and cherish and be stewards of. Lord, when you give us these things, you're giving us opportunities to be obedient and to see the joy in other people's faces as we share what you've blessed us with. So as we take up this offering, these tithes and offerings, I just pray that each heart would reflect on how each individual has been blessed and what those opportunities are. Looking forward, in Jesus' name, amen.
Let's stand together and ask the Lord to be our vision for this church and for this community.
Be thou my vision. Bye.
seated. I hope you guys know the family of God. Why don't you stand with us?
Join me in prayer. Father, we give you thanks for this time together as family. We're thankful, Lord, for each and every member that you have brought here today and for those that could not make it here today, Lord. We give you praise for each one. We're thankful, Lord, for the food we're about to consume and for the time of fellowship. Help us to grow closer together as your children, as the family, Lord, we're called to be. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. We're going to tear down the chairs and bring in some tables.